We are now joined by three very familiar faces in the NASCAR community who will also be part of the broadcast team on July 8th at Eldora Speedway for the Eldora Dirt Derby, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. We have play-by-play man Vince Welch with FS1, Kyle Larson, and Christopher Bell. Vince, you got two new voices with you here. How's that going to go?
You know, it's interesting that the first time I ever saw either one of these guys was on a dirt track and running a midget. And so I think it's awesome to have an opportunity now to work with them in the broadcast role, because I've got the utmost respect for them in regards to their talent, obviously in NASCAR, but especially on dirt. And most importantly and most significantly, I think for our viewer, their knowledge of the sport and the knowledge of the dirt, the surface, and where you want to be and where you don't want to be and why this is happening and why that's happening. And I'm just really happy that we have an opportunity to have both of these guys a part of our broadcast later this year.
Okay, we're going to open the floor up to questions. We're going to start here with Jerry, and we'll work our way around.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. Kyle, Chris, what are you guys going to do to prepare to be able to do this? Is Vince going to give you some tips, or are y'all going to study some tape?
I think actually tonight we're both set up to. I think I'm going to go up into the booth and kind of check things out up there to learn as much as I can. I think Christopher, I think he'll be down, pit road with whoever. I'm excited about it. I'm nervous though, really. There'll be a lot of homework that I think we have to do. We think we know everything about dirt, but I think once we get into that element, we're going to be scared and probably forget things to say and who's out there on the track racing. So I'm definitely going to study as much as I can leading up to the event to try and do as good of a job as I can.
Well, for me, in my situation, probably just go back and watch as many races as I can. And, you watch all the broadcasts, right? But whenever Hermie or Caitlin or whoever it is does the pit reporting, you kind of pay attention, but you gloss over it and you don't really study what they're doing. So that's going to be a big thing for me, is just going back and studying what the pit reporters are talking about, what information they're giving out, stuff like that. And like Kyle said, tonight is going to be a good eye opener for us to see how much really goes into it. And, hopefully we can just add some insight as to, what's going on the dirt track and why things are working and why things aren't working.
Larry B. Lang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Your current drivers, which makes it different than, say, a Dale Earnhardt Jr. who's out of the seat. He said, when I asked him yesterday on the teleconference about what he learned about the media, he said he used to not understand why drama or fighting or getting your name in there if you were in an argument was good. He liked, the race was over, he wanted to be out of it, He wanted to go home and have nobody talking about him, and now he gets why the story is important. Do you feel it'll be different for you, given that your current drivers, when you're talking about other drivers that are not in your series maybe but will be still in the garage?
Yeah, I think a lot of times for commentators, that are our friends, it's hard for them to do their job and not be biased to us or whoever. So I think when we're doing our job there at Eldora, I think we need to be as unbiased as we can be. And, we can't talk up the dirt drivers more than we probably should, just because I think fans might not appreciate that and feel like we're maybe playing favoritism. So I think that's a lot of times that's a big issue for people in the booth who are friends with other drivers.
What about you, Christian? I don't know. I mean, kind of mimicking what Kyle said, it's going to be really important to not pick favorites. And I think we both do that every day, really. I mean, I cheer for Kyle, and I'm sure Kyle cheers for me, too, just because of our background. But whenever we become the face of the media, it's going to be really important for us to be factual and not let our influences get in the – where our personal friendships get in the way. But I'm excited. I'm going to be really nervous, and I think that's part of the game, but I'm excited for it.
Additional questions? Go to Chris and then back to Jerry.
Yeah, ChrisMikeHedgefence.com. I was just curious if you guys were going to – Kentucky is a triple header weekend, and it's the race prior to the Eldora race. So how much will you guys be paying attention to the Truck Series race? Will you guys be visiting pit road, talking to some of those drivers up and down pit road that night to get you guys accustomed to some of those drivers?
Yeah, we'll be doing that tonight, or at least in the media side of things. You know, like I said, I'll be in the booth. He'll be down pit road. And then, yeah, I mean, maybe for Kentucky it'd be a nice little refresher before we go to Eldora. I just want to be as prepared as I can be to not embarrass myself too badly up there. I'm sure I'll come across extremely nervous at first, but hopefully I can open up and do a good job.
Can I just add something in regards to the previous question and talking about playing favorites and so forth? And I think the one thing that I will encourage each of them to do is to just be who they are. And I think that each of them, if they were sitting and together watching a race on, you know, Dirt Vision on a Saturday night, and somebody got into somebody else and they were sitting there with their buddies, I want to hear what they would say, minus the language, you know. But I think that you can say that without being offensive to the person that you're talking about. And you know, I think that is a little bit of a knack that you get the more you do, you know, the more you broadcast races. But I don't want to filter them from who they are. And that's why we're having them part of the broadcast. And I think that they have enough respect for the guys that are competing because of what their profession is, and that they're going to handle that in a professional way. But if somebody, you know, gets frustrated and takes somebody out, I want to hear them talk about why and how they could understand how frustrated that guy was, or how it stinks for the guy that got taken out. And you know, so we have Kyle and Christopher on there because they're Kyle and Christopher, and we want them to be Kyle and Christopher, if that makes sense.
One of my favorite memories from the Eldora broadcast is when Kenny was yelling at the push truck officials saying that Bobby Pierce didn't have reverse. All he needed to do was get pushed back or something. So,
well, and you're probably sitting, you know, when you watch that, yelling at the truck too. I mean, how many times do you yell at the TV, you know? And that's, you know, that's kind of what it's, we're hoping that fans will get, you know, get to enjoy that night.
One thing that's unique about my situation is you have pit reporters on standard asphalt races. Well, going to Eldora, you know, they're not live pit stops. Tires don't mean anything. So it's not, I don't think, going to be necessarily pit reporting as much as just running around the infield, looking at the racetrack and seeing what drivers are running lines. So Eldora in that aspect, I think, will be a little bit more unique than what we're doing here at Chicago.
Jerry?
And then Mike. Yeah.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, .net, Performance Race Network again. Kyle, next week is Daytona. What do you feel about the intensity there going to Daytona during, you know, obviously it's going to be hot even though it's going to be a night race? And also, for both of you guys, what, any 4th of July plans, any big plans coming up for Wednesday?
I mean, as far as Daytona goes, I don't really know if I've heard talks about, like, more downforce maybe than what we have had there earlier this year at Daytona and Talladega. So I think that'll probably help the racing out if we do that with the hotter temperatures and things like that. But yeah, I don't know. I really haven't even thought about Daytona a whole lot. You know, I don't really know if there's much to even think about at Daytona, leading up to Daytona, just because it's the same style of racing every time you go there. And then 4th of July plans, well, leading up to 4th of July, Christopher gets to run one more night than I do, but we're going to Pennsylvania to race with the posse there for their speed week. And then we'll both be done on the 3rd. And then we're coming home the 4th, and then I don't really know what we're going to do or I'm going to do on the 4th. Probably just hang out with Caitlin and the kids and do whatever, maybe go on the lake or go to the pool or whatever. But just spend some time at home before I have to leave for Daytona.
Yeah, I mean, after Saturday, I'm going to Pennsylvania, and he'll be joining me a day later, and we're going to be running sprint cars. So I was kind of hoping to race on the 4th of July up in Pennsylvania, but the way the schedule is, I got to be in Daytona. So the Xfinity teams are going to be working on the 4th of July. I think the garage opens sometime that day. So That's where I'll be, but we're going to be racing before that.
You should explain what the posse is. I mean, maybe they don't understand the posse.
The posse. So Pennsylvania is like very, very, their fans are
confident.
Well, yeah, their fans are very confident about their local drivers. I wouldn't even call them local drivers, because even if you're from a different state and you happen to end up in Pennsylvania racing every week, they claim you as Pennsylvania. But yeah, no, it's just a passionate group of fans over their drivers, and it's great for the sport, but they get on your nerves a little bit.
Mike Kimbrough, USA Today. Kyle, two quick ones. What's your impression of how truck racing has evolved at Eldora compared to what you might have thought when it was first announced?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think the style of racing is it really depends on how the track is. You know, that's the cool thing about dirt racing is the style of racing can be different year after year just depending on how the track is. You know, I think the first year I ran, which was the first year of the event, it was super slick and ended up actually taking a little bit of rubber, and we could kind of run off of the wall a little bit. And then the second year, it was just glass slick to the fence, and you just get kind of single file up there and beat the fence down. Then I took a year off. I don't really remember how the track was that year. I think Bell won that year. And then the year I came back and ran, it was pretty nice. You know, we had a cushion actually to lean on. There was some moisture on the bottom. I felt like there was more side-by-side racing. You know, I was able to kind of charge the pack, where in the past it was a little harder to pass. So, and then last year was kind of similar, I think, to that. So yeah, I think they've gotten their track prep figured out a little bit better. And anytime you can get the track racy, the racing's always going to be good. And I feel like your drivers have gotten better. Your regular Truck Series drivers, you know, there's not too many Truck Series racers that spend too much time in the Truck Series, because it's kind of the stepping stone to the Xfinity Series and Cup. But I think you look at guys like Crafton and Sauter, who've been there every year now, and Crafton obviously won last year. So they've gotten a lot better at it, and the racing's gotten good too.
And a Cup question. Next week we reach the halfway point of the season. We still got a pretty long list of noteworthy drivers, including the driver of the 42 car, who haven't won yet. What do you think is going on there? I know some of the drivers who haven't won, like you, have performed reasonably well, but just haven't made it across that last line. Are we seeing a situation where we've got a big separation or not?
I wouldn't say it's a big separation, but there's definitely a separation between, you know, I think your top three guys are all fairly close. Any of those three can win kind of every weekend. And then I feel like there's a step to, you know, myself, Keselowski, Clint Bowyer, maybe a little bit better than we are. But I feel like we're right there, you know. I've ran second three times this year. I run second a lot, but, yeah, I've been close a couple races. We just got to, I don't know, their teams are just performing really well, and they don't make mistakes. And when they do, they can recover from them, you know, easily, because their cars are really fast. But our team's, you know, making our stuff better and better every week. You know, it seems like every time we go to a mile and a half, you know, they're really excited about the car that they're bringing, because it's better than the last one. So that's all you can ask for, is just to get your stuff running better and developed a little bit nicer, and hopefully that stuff pays off. But I feel like we're close. I think other teams probably view us as being pretty close. We just got to get the job done.
Go next to Dustin, then to Dave, and then to Bob.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports, for both of you guys. I think some people might raise the question of why you guys race in other cars, especially after the tragic events of this past week. Can you just explain why it's important for you, or why it matters so much for you to drive those cars?
I think bottom line is just because we love it. You know, you could get hit by a car walking down the sidewalk. You know, it just, it's unfortunate, but, you know, that. Okay, good info. But, yeah, it did actually with Wendy, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So, anyway, it can happen to anybody in any style of car. You know, we're race car drivers, so racing is not a safe sport, unfortunately. NASCAR's done a great job of making it a lot safer, and so have sprint cars. They've come a long way, too. And, you know, if you think about the pure numbers of what's going on, you have 36 cup races a year. And in the sprint car world, you have 90 outlaw races a year. You have 60 all-star races a year and hundreds of local races a year. So, you know, there's just a lot more sprint car racing going on. But, you know, I think the bottom line is we love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it basically just comes down to the same thing. You know, I love it. You know, I think when it's terrible to see tragic things happen like that. And you would think, you know, I think the normal person out there would probably think like, wow, you know, why does Christopher and Kyle still go do that when things like that happen? And honestly, I don't think about the bad stuff that could happen when I'm strapping into a race car. I love sprint car racing so much. I love racing so much. It's just a drug, and you know, I don't think about the negative things. I just enjoy doing it, and I think if you ever to think about the negatives, that's when stuff can go wrong.
Go to Dave, then to Bob, and then to Claire.
Dave Coleman, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Same topic, sorry. But when you guys do that, when you come to the NASCAR track, you know what you're going to get in terms of a safety crew and safer barriers and whatnot. When you go to a short track, there's all sorts of possibilities. People do things one way here, catch fence there, concrete wall there, nothing there. Are there things that when you go to a track, I mean, do you take a look at that? Do you go, no, I really don't like that? Or, yeah, this is the way things are, you know, this is being done right here. When you go to a small place like that, what do you notice and what do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of the racetracks we go to are pretty nice facilities, but there's definitely some that need some work, and there's areas you can see that you would need work. I can't think of any tracks off the top of my head, but yeah, I mean, you
know, the track we were at Wednesday.
Where were we at Wednesday? I wouldn't name call anything, but no, yeah, I don't know. But I think that comes down to the series, you know, whether it's World of Outlaws or All Stars or USAC or whatever. Could do a better job of not necessarily demanding that the track become safer, but I don't know, maybe there needs to be. I feel like sprint cars, a lot of times people look at them as being unsafe race cars, but you know, NASCAR stuff, you know, they've made the tracks a lot safer, which has made the race cars seem a lot safer, which the race cars are a lot safer than they were, you know, a decade and a half ago or whatever. But I think they've made just as many improvements to the racetracks as they have the race cars, where I think sprint cars, we've continued to, you know, somewhat make the race cars safer, you know, with tethers and straps and, you know, safety bars and stuff like that. But I don't really feel like we've done a whole lot to make the tracks safer. In the tracks that have become safer, I feel like are tracks where they've had issues at, where you know, I think you look at Volusia, you know, cars flipping into the crowd, and then you come back a year later and they have got an amazing catch fence. So I just wish the tracks would be a little more proactive, or the series would be more proactive in making sure that the facilities they're going to are safer.
Go to Bob, and then finish here with Claire.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Are either of you guys carrying stickers or doing anything in memory of Jason?
So the World of Outlaws had sent out a link to the logo that they're going to run, and I had emailed that to my team to have them put it on my car. I don't know if it got done or not. Okay, I got thumbs up. It's on. So I'll have the Forever 41 sticker in place of where my name is on my car.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to try and do something as well.
Claire B. Lang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Vince, can you wrap it by talking about what having young guys like this in the booth does for people to get to know them, for making the names? I mean, he's already in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, but there's something the booth does, or being on pit road, or giving them an opportunity to do what you do, that is very, very good for the sport?
And I think we see a little bit of that with the drivers-only broadcast that we do during the Cup portion of the season. It gives the drivers a little a different perspective of what we do, and maybe in turn that helps the interaction when they're on the driver's side with the helmet, and they're a little more understanding of the process of what's going on. But most importantly, I think for these two, and what they'll experience at Eldora is just the opportunity to experience the other side. I mean, both of these guys are a long way from getting out of a race car and being a broadcaster. But it's also something that I think that they can dabble in as they go and with more opportunities, whether it's with Fox or NBC or whomever it might be with, to have an opportunity to do that. What that does for them individually, I think, is just give them a different perspective. And then also it can't do anything but help their brand. And, you know, I read, and I don't see Jeff, but, you know, Jeff Gluck did a thing on Twitter this week about what do you love about what the state of what's going on in the state of NASCAR? What do you dislike about what's going on in the state of NASCAR? And, you know, he had like 800 responses for each. And I read a lot of those. And the driver that in regards to when people were talking about what they loved about NASCAR, the driver that was most mentioned by a large number was Kyle Larson. And I think that Kyle and Christopher both bring an excitement. They bring a fan base already with them when they come to NASCAR because the dirt track world is cultish in its passion and its following, similar to what Kyle was talking about in regards to the posse. But, I mean, if you go to a dirt track, I mean, these guys are as good, if not better, than just about any who have ever strapped into a car and run dirt. And yet, they're as accessible as a guy who is just running for the first time. And that's the amazing thing about our sport, and I think we get to enjoy a lot of that at the NASCAR level too, where fans are really accessible to them. And I think that being on television as an announcer just makes, you know, more people aware of who they are. And I don't think it can do anything but help them from that perspective, from a brand recognition standpoint. And hopefully, most of all, I hope they just have fun.
I feel like Christopher and I do a good job of that, not even really trying to. You know, I go to the – every single time I race a sprint car, or even at the NASCAR races, I'll have fans come up to me. And but mostly at the dirt races, you know, fans come up to me and be like, man, you've really got me back into NASCAR. You know, I left for a little bit, but, you know, you're the reason why I pay attention on Sundays, which is really cool. Makes me feel special. It makes me feel like I'm – doing a good job for dirt racing and NASCAR racing, you know, trying to help, you know, bring a new audience or an old audience back to the sport. So, yeah, I enjoy that. I enjoy, I guess, giving back a little bit to racing really in general.
Christopher, do you bring an audience over with you as well?
I mean, it's my following obviously isn't what Kyle's is, but yeah, it makes me really happy whenever guys come up to you and say, hey man, I watch you every Saturday, or you know they're dirt race fans, and you know we watch the Xfinity series because you're in it, and you know I've had that through the truck series, and you know it's cool. It makes your heart happy to whenever you hear things like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be one of those guys at home screaming at the television screen while you guys are in broadcasting on July 18th on FS1 Live, the Eldora Dirt Derby, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. I appreciate you taking the time, and good luck this weekend and in the broadcast booth.
Thank you guys for your interest. We appreciate that. Thank you.